beginning of this parasha, Dvarim, an interesting Medrash Tankuma. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, tells Tal Yisrael, Eila HaDvarim, Amru Yisrael, Tal Yisrael, Tainis to Moshe Rabbeinu, Esmael Amarta Loi Ish Dvarim Anoichi. Yesterday you said, earlier you said, Loi Ish Dvarim Anoichi, I can't talk. And now all of a sudden you're coming. Eila hadvarim. They have a thing. Esmoil. Amarta lo yish dvarim anoichi. V'achshav atam medaber kol kach. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. Zogt Rabbi Yitzchok. Imata chayich. Chayich is a chvad ped in Mepharshim Taitchop. Shaneyes ha-teira. Learn teira. V'tisrape. And it'll cure you. Moshe kvar lomad is kol ha-teira. That's why the fact the limud, the fact that Moshe learned the Torah, that cured his. What does that mean exactly? You'll be able to run like an ayel pisayach who wasn't able to walk properly. You'll be able; it'll cure you. You'll be able to v'tara and be able to sing and to speak loshen ilein. The lashon of an ilam, he'll be able to speak. It's mavur more barucha in the medrash. Rabba, the same thing. It's interesting. I'll skip a few lines in the middle, but it's nageya us eila hadvarim halacha. Adam Yisrael mahu sheyehe mutter loylichtav sefer Torah b'chol lashon. Is it mutter to write a sefer Torah b'chol lashon? Kach shanu chachamim. Ein ben svarim letfilin umezuzis elosh asvarim nichtavim mecholoshim. Megill. Rem Gamliel aymer afasvarim loyitir sheyichtavu ela yivonis. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu rei l'shayna shel teira machviva shemarpes haloshim. It's marpes haloshim. It's using it's marpes haloshim from the fact that you could write teira in these l'shaynas, in all the l'shaynas elchalapachas nivamis. Shekein ksiv marpes haloshim eitzchayim. Vein eitzchayim ela teira. And the last raya that it brings from that is Harei Moshe ad shalei zocha l'teira k'siv bo la'ish dvarim anoichi kivin she zocha l'teira v'nisrape l'shoinei v'hischa l'dabar dvarim minayin mima she karinu b'inyin eila hadvarim ashe diber Moshe. So you see, cured Moshe. Now what does it mean? L'chayre, it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't talk. That's a chvapeh. Because he managed to carry on a wonderful conversation with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whether he's going to go or whether he's going to not. He carried on a conversation. He was able to talk. It wasn't that he wasn't able to express himself. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to express himself. So what does it mean? What's the taich? Moshe Rabbeinu's talking, it didn't have bekayach to be piled by somebody else. This Fasemus taich is it up like that. When you said something, you know, how to influence people, or how to be mashpia, to have a koyach to do things, to create things, to do things. The dibur didn't. Moshe Rabbeinu's dibur because whatever didn't have a koyach to be mashpia on other people. And that only happened al yedei the koyach hatayra. When you have the koyach hatayra gives you that. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snare, when he said lo yish dvarim anoichi. So at that point, he didn't have the Kayach HaTayra wasn't Payal on his Kayach HaDibur. Right? Because at that point, like the Zohar says, which we'll touch up also, that when Klal Yisrael was in the Mitzrayim, so the Dibur was Begolos. That's a Lashon HaZohar. The Dibur was Begolos. What does it mean there? It doesn't mean that Klal Yisrael was mute. It doesn't mean Klal Yisrael couldn't talk. That elevates the person above animals is the Kayach HaDibur. Ruach Memalala is the Targum of Nefesh Chaya. Right? The Chiyus of a Mensch, which makes the mensch into mensch, is referred to as the koyach hadibur. Koyach hadibur is the koyach hasichli, to affect the decision and to carry it out and to communicate is how, the bitzua of how you do it, that's the koyach hadibur. That's the koyach hadibur. The koyach to affect teva, the koyach to change things, to affect change with dibur, to affect the change in the bria with dibur, and to be manche the bria with dibur, that they didn't have, because man the dibur is in golus. He was in Golus. Moshe Rabbeinu by this net time is Loish Dvarim Anoichi. That's the crux of Moshe Rabbeinu's time of Loish Dvarim Anoichi. After Moshe Rabbeinu got Torah, so then that's Marpe So they, what do you call it? That's merapit. That, what does that mean? With the kayach of Torah, it gives you with your dibur. The dibur is back from Golas. The dibur is back residing in Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael has the kayach with their dibur to do amazing things, right? You can be mekadesh achaydesh and be kaveh something that's wrong even, and it should be the din. It's all with this kayach that the Eibishter gave you to be shaylet on that. That's when the dibur is back from Golas. It's the kayach hapnimi of the bria. That's the ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shalalim that the Eibishter gave you. Man de nofach midi, de nofach gave it to you. You have that kayach to be Rebbeinu Shalalim dik, to be mashpia, just like the Rebbeinu Shalalim could be mashpia. That's what it means. The Mitzrayim was begolus al yidei matan Torah. When you learned kol haTorah and you become dovuk in Torah, Torah is the kayach of the bria. Memela in the dibur. That's, which is no, it's in the Kayach HaTorah, and comes out from the Kayach HaTorah, you have the Kayach to be Mashpia. You have the Kayach to be Mashpia. Now, what does that mean? It has the Kayach to bring out, everything has Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, right? This demon, you bring it, Klal Yisrael's Tachlis is to bring that out. It's the Kayach of Torah, that's, what does that mean? It's Mar Peloshin, that's why the Sefer Torah could be written in these Lashonis, the Medrash Rabbah said. The Lashon which is closest to Ruchnius is Lashon HaKodesh. Right? The Lashonis of the Goyim are Gashmi. The Lashonis of the Goyim are Gashmi. At Kama that they're Gashmi, so then they have nothing to do with it. Then they're powerless. It's in. If the Torah could be written in the other Lashonis because the Kayach HaTorah is so strong that it can elevate the Madrega of those Lashonis to a Darga of Torah. All of the Lashonis are maybe only Lashon Yevani, but it can elevate it. That's the Kayach of Dibur. That's the Kayach of Torah. Okay, that's the Kayach of Torah. That's the Taich in the Medrash. Now, Mishnah Torah that we started in our Sefer Dvarim, there's a couple of interesting problems that come out of here. Sefer Dvarim is different than the other, than the first four Svarim. The first four Svarim, our Kulim, is Divrei Hashem. Right? It's Divrei Hashem. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Tzivuim. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's own talking. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Mishnah Torah, in a way, is a bridge between the Torah and Nevi'im. Right? The Torah is the Eibishter's talking, and through Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth, it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam talking. It's called Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groinai, and it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Diburim. The content is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's content. Dvarim is still Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groinai, but the content is Moshe Rabbeinu's content that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is maskim to. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's content. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's content. It's Medaberes Mitoch Groinai. It comes out the way it comes out, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu's content. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's content, which is still Torah because of Shechina Medaberes. Nevi'im is, it's the Nevi'im's content that they were able to be masik without that shtickle that it becomes Torah. It doesn't become Torah. Now, there's a difference lahalocha. For example, there's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. There's a drasha Tanoim Darshan Smuchim, right? You can darshan the fact that one, the proximity of one pasuk to the other pasuk we darshan. And the Gemara says even if you don't darshan Smuchim in the first four Svarim in Mishnah Torah, you darshan Smuchim. What's the difference in Mishnah Torah and the other ones? So the Lefi, what this Taich is, it's Poshet. The first four is the Eibishter's Diburim. If it's the Eibishter's Diburim, the Eibishter, there's no Zman. There's no everything, there's no before and after in terms of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's no Zman. So the fact that this is after and this is before, there is no before and after. So this is right over here. That's just that to be put down somehow, so this is it put down. But Be'etzim, it's all one. So then there's no Smuchah, that you can't dash because this is here and not, this is here and not later and not before. Mashenken Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishnah Torah is the Diburim of Moshe Rabbeinu. If it's the Diburim of Moshe Rabbeinu, it starts with the Diburim of Abasar Vedom. How it comes out and it's expressed, the Shechinim Daberes Mitoch Groinai, but it starts with the Abasar Vedom. To Abasar Vedom, he is Mugbal with the constraints of Zman. So there is a before and an after. So there is a Seder Hadvarim, a series. If there is a Seder Hadvarim, so then there's a basis to Darshan Smuchin. And so we say, even if you don't Darshan Smuchin, in the first form, over here you do Darshan Smuchin. Now, Nimtzinu Lameidim, the tremendous Kayach of Dibur, right? The Kayach of Moshe Rabbeinu, to go the whole hashpah, to go from a chvad peh, from a lo yish dvarim anechi, to an eila hadvarim called dvarim harbe that you're talking, is with the kayach of Torah. The kayach of dibur, which is the kayach of Torah of a person, that's what kayach of dibur in a person is meant to be used for Torah, to bring out the didei nafach, to bring out the ruach memalalo of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the nefesh chaya of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That has a tremendous kayach. We all have that, and that has a tremendous kayach. Now, these days are called Bein HaMetzorim, or Bein HaMetzorim, as opposed to Shabbos, for example, which is called the Nachla B'li Mitzor, which is called the Nachla B'li Mitzor. Mitzorim means boundaries. Mitzorim means boundaries. It's not stam that the letters Mitzorim and Mitzrayim are the same thing. Mitzrayim, they lost the Kayach HaDibur. When you lost the Dibur was in Golas. The Dibur was in Golas means you had no Kayach to be Shailat on Ruchnius, on the world. The Kayach HaTayr is the Kayach to be Shailat on the world. Without that, with the Dibur is in Golas, it's not your Shailat on the world. The world is being Shailat on you. You don't have your Kayach to be Shailat on the world. So they're bottled to Mitzrayim. If they're bottled to Mitzrayim, that's Mitzorim. Then everything, they're tied in. They're, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. They're boxed in. That's Mitzorim. There are borders on all sides. You go over here, you're up against the wall. You can't do this. You want to do this, you can't do this. You're boxed in. That's Mitzorim. And that's Mitzrayim. What Shabbos? Shabbos is, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. There's nothing but the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? And you're Nis'ala to a darga of a Neshama Yisera, of Ruchnias. That's B'li Mitzorim. Once you're Salah, when you get to the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no Gvulim. It's B'li Gvulim, B'li Tachlis. Okay. These days, these are called Bein HaMitzorim. If you take a look, it's largely, to a large extent, because of a Pagia in the Kayach HaDibur. Right? What was the Meraglim Lashon Hara? Right? The whole Churban, the Churbanis, comes from the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim was Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a pegi in that Kayach HaDibur. The Kayach HaDibur is meant to bring out Kvayt Shemayim and to be Marbe Kvayt Shemayim, and they came from the exact opposite place for their own interest, whatever the cheshbonis of the Meraglim were, that they came with that. That's the Ikir Avaida then of Bein HaMitzorim. The Ikir Avaida to be metaken that is a chizik in that Kayach HaDibur. Right? It's a chizik in the Kayach HaDibur of Torah to purify and bring back. You know, the Al Yedei, our Shiflus Hadarga, so the Kayach HaDibur has gone into Golos again, to a certain extent. And the Aveda of the 3 weeks, the Aveda of Bein HaMitzorim, is to take away those Mitzorim, to make it a Nachla B'li Mitzorim, to bring back the Ruach Mamalala, to bring back the Kayach HaDibur, and give you the Kayach to be Shailat on Teva. Now there's an interesting Rashi over here, which I think this aura, when it says Moshe Rabbeinu Hayel Moshe Ba'er Es HaTorah Hazois, right? So Rashi brings here, what is Ba'er Es HaTorah Hazois? So it means Shivim Losh. So Pia Medrash Tanchuma. Where does it get it? Because later it says Ba'er Heitev, and Heitev is Shivim. The Bartanura explains, and Sifsa Chachamim brings Heitev is Shivim. How does Heitev get to 70? So this will sound strikingly familiar to something else. It's hey, hate, hatev. Hey is 5. Hey yud is another 15, is 20. Hey yud tes is 20 and 24 is 44. Hey yud tes vez is and another 26 is thing. Hey yud tes. Hey, you tell that comes 7. That's a Bartanur. So there's a mocker maybe for such a cheshbon. Okay, it's an interesting Bartanur. But my question is a different question. Rashi Kayadua is a Pashto, right? Rashi Kayadua is telling us Pshat, Poshet, Pshat. Now, this business of Shivim Lashon, forget about how you get to it with the whole Drosha. But the Shivim Lashon itself, forget that, okay. But the Shivim Lashon, Hatev means he explained it well, clearly. What is that? Shivim Lashon is not the Pshat. There's a Drosha Shivim Lashon that you get to. It doesn't make it clearer, right? Clarity means it deeper. You explain it deeper, you explain it more. It's not a qualitative Heitev means a qualitative improvement, a qualitative shvach, that it's ba'er heitev. Over here, different lashonos. What's the... He said the same thing in Greek. He said the same thing in Japanese. What's the heitev here? What's the heitev here? So the taich, al pi what we said, I think that's also musbur. Just after... So I saw the ksava kabbalah shtels on this, and he wants to say that shivim lashon doesn't mean... It doesn't mean shivim lashonos. They mean shivim biurim, like ayin panim latayrus. What do you call it? That's what it means. So that's fine and good to say that that's what he wants to say. But the Medrash Tanchuma says shivim loshen. The Medrash Tanchuma says straight out that it's lashonis, the 70 languages. So then it's fair. What does it have to do with hate? What's the hate of the lashonis? And the Taitz is as follows. It's al pi that's fasemis, that the kayach of Torah, the kayach of Torah is the kayach to take the Lashainas and be Matar, then we touched up. We'll be Matar of one shtickle. There's a shtickle shloh here, and the parashi is Matas Masay and Dvarim are together. So he writes, Bein Shar Dvar of the following Lashon. Vagirush, that's Golus, who are Pizur Bechol Mekaimus Meshavos, that's the Pizur spreading them out into different places. Af Shahoya Mitzad Ha'oinish, even though the Golus came about, Mitzad Ha'oinish, Mikol Mokaim, Zok the Shloh, Ha'pizur Hoya Letaiva. The pizur, the etzem thing, there's a good part in it. Why? Kedei sheyispashet hakedusha bechol ha'olam, so that the kedusha should be nispashet bechol ha'olam lo das lavay des Hashem. The kedusha should be nispashet, and you should know about lavay des Hashem to be megala rotzon Hashem in the whole world. So the tachlis, a matara or a result of golus is that it's marbatara. There's golus to end up in Japan, so you're Marbata, so you're Megala Ratzon Hashem in Japan, you're Megala, wherever you go, you're Megala Ratzon Hashem there. That's why you needed the Shivim Lashainis. The Shivim Lashainis, what does that mean? You're going to a place, to Japan. In Japan, they speak Japanese, right? They speak Japanese. Japanese also has the Kayach of Torah. Japanese, you have need the kayach of Torah in Japanese also, so you can be Megala the Ratzon Hashem in Japan, right? The kayach of Torah is in Hungarian, so you can be Megala the Ratzon Hashem in Hungary. That's the Be'er Hetev over here. It's Taka Hetev. Hetev is a qualitative thing that it's you should be able to make that the Ratzon Hashem should permeate the world. The Ratzon Hashem should permeate all, you know, in every aspect. To go, like he said, to go kidei sheyispashet hakedusha b'chol ha'olam. So the zikuch that's done al yedei the, and that zikuch that's done al yedei the golus zok teshlo, that zikuch that's done al yedei the golus is what's goyim the geula. Is what's goyim the geula. It's to that end that you need that the kayach ha'Torah should be able to be in all the shaynes. So it should be able in Japan and in Hungary and every place else. So Heitev Taka means Mushlam. Heitev doesn't just mean it's translated into another language. Heitev means the Kayach HaTorah is Mushlam, that it has the Kayach to be Mashpia B'dalit Kanfais HaOretz in Japan and Hungary, in Singapore and every place else. That's the Taich of the Kayach HaTorah. That's the Kayach of the Ruach Mamalala. That's the Kayach of the Torah that we have. The Aveda is to be Mesaken that now. And if we are misakin that, and everybody is misakin that, and al yedei the kayach ha'Torah, that you talk like bnei Torah and you act like bnei Torah and you think like bnei Torah, al yedei that you're megalik kvayt shemaim, and everybody wherever they go is megalik kvayt shemaim. The gilui of kvayt shemaim all over is what has b'kayach to bring the geula b'meir Shabbos.